What we're doing now is we are inviting people to write a letter each to finish off the Sefer Torah, which is a tradition that has been done over the centuries in finishing the Sefer Torahs.
But not everybody has the skill to write on a Sefer Torah. It's quite a skilled thing.
Correct. So what happens is the scribe comes and we hold his hand and he actually writes it. But it's considered that we have the honor by holding his hand.
And then what happens with that?
We close it up and we have a parade to the shul with music and dancing under a chuppah.
The wedding canopy.
Correct, exactly.
What are you doing here today? You've got a quill in your hand.
Right, I've got a quill. Well, this Sefer Torah, which has taken a year to write, has not been written by me. It's been written by a sofer in Israel. We've now completed the Sefer Torah apart from the last four or five lines. So it's, at the moment, it's all we've got here is the outline of the last letterings, of the last five lines, and I'm filling in those letters, finishing off the Sefer Torah today.
Right, and what are you writing with?
I'm using a quill, a feather from a turkey.
And what, is it a special ink or anything?
It's a special ink. It is made up of a mixture of copper sulfate and a rubber solution. And gallnuts, which is like, well, not walnuts, but gallnuts, similar in looks, smaller.
And is this so it lasts a long time?
And it's black.
And it's very, very black.
And it's, yes, and it lasts long, long-lasting ink.
And what would happen if you got a blotch on there, because it's this quill and, you know, it's not a modern implement, is it?
Correct, but I can correct it.
You can correct it.
It is correctable. Yeah, say if it's a Torah scroll, you're allowed to correct it.
Mike Williams, president of Whitefield Shul. Why does a shul need a new Sefer Torah?
We have one Sefer Torah at the moment that is possible and needs replacing. But more importantly, we need Sefer Torahs of a modern design. Sefer Torahs where more people can do a Hagba. And the Slukas is, apart from being very generous in donating this or dedicating this Sefer Torah, have actually chosen a modern, lightweight design which will ensure that many, many more people will actually be able to perform the mitzvah.
And lift the sefer during part of the service.
That's right.
Which is usually quite a difficult thing to do.
It is difficult, and we have a list of people now who we know it's safe to give a hagba to. During the ceremony today, when the parade arrives at shul, all the Sifrei Torah in the shul will actually be taken out, both from the main Aron Kodesh in the main shul and also from the Beis HaMedrash, where we have another two. And they will come out to the courtyard to meet the new Sefer Torah. And they will be dancing, and then all the Sifrei Torah, the new one and the existing ones, will go back into the shul, and they will be dancing around the bimah during the service.
Dear friends, as our joyous procession made its way to our shul this afternoon, it did so under a chuppah. Proceedings traditionally take on the symbolisms and the connotations of wedding festivities. We clothe the Sefer Torah like a bride in the finest garments. We bedeck it with ornamentation with silver. We take it in a procession like a wedding because the relationship between God and the Jewish people and the Torah is that of betrothal. Adonai.